July 7th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. The other day on the program, I mentioned that I had been suspended from Twitter. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that I had been completely removed from YouTube. That's frustrating, but moreover, I was really frustrated with the overall general response that I received in other social media platforms, which was a broad acceptance of that violation of my right to speak freely. And this isn't about me. I want to be perfectly clear about that. But I am deeply concerned about the fact that as Americans, we have voluntarily surrendered victory in so many battles, which is the driving factor, the key ingredient that has led to this perfect recipe for disaster, the fall of the United States, the insertion of Marxism, communism, socialism, whatever scary title you would like to argue is the most appropriate label, if you will, for an environment where ultimately every single one of us is completely subservient to the elite. And anyone that resists will have to understand that they're assuming certain risks. And deplatforming or censorship on Twitter or YouTube might not seem like a big deal until the day that you become fined, restricted from entering certain places of business, prevented from air travel, when your children are removed from your custodial care, when you lose your right to bear arms, when you're involuntarily committed, forced, medicated, jailed, even killed, should you attract enough attention to an endgame that this global cabal has been broadcasting, telegraphing right in the wide open for decades. Now, alongside a complicit and corrupt media, the newly birthed fact checkers have become an interesting and integral part of a psychological operation, an extremely successful brainwashing mechanism. And this fact checking phenomenon was spawned literally overnight. It was a way to combat the widely recognized Donald J. Trump exposed fake news, part of the so-called Great Awakening, the red pill of exposure. They know we're fake news. We have to combat this. How do we do that? Well, fact checkers have become the answer. Anyone that speaks of the man-engineered Wuhan leaked virus was originally shut down, made to feel like they were crazy, insensitive, even bigoted or racist. Speaking of that virus or various proven successful treatments that combat a now exposed poisonous inoculation that's causing unprecedented injury and death will immediately send people like that fact checker Dan Funky over at USA Today into immediate panic mode, damage control, propaganda spewing and printed lies in an attempt to discredit this platform or any messenger of truth because their lives quite literally depend on it. Let me explain that. Yes, this is about money. This is about control, completely about compliance and power. But imagine the consequences that these people might one day face if the whole world is made aware of their participation in what could be the biggest mass murder, genocide, population deleting weapon of bio warfare that mankind has ever witnessed. So do they have to push the injection to the ultimate limit with the full force of every resource at their disposal because they've now reached the point of no return? Why am I being trolled by the Rothschilds on Twitter? Who owns certain patents relating to the vaccine, 5G technology, masks, and other COVID response-related moneymakers? Are these not questions that anyone wants to ask? Factually, VAERS is a system, it's a website operated by HHS. It's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. People have talked about it. We've exposed it here. Tucker Carlson has mentioned it. And it's widely known as a reliable source of information. But suddenly it's under attack. Well, why? One could speculate it's because it houses damning information that's harmful to the lies about a safe injection with a proven efficacy. And we now know nothing could be further from the truth. The numbers are there, right in the wide open. And when you search the government-run website, it's not difficult to narrow your criteria to, say, deaths within a day of receiving the inoculation. That number, by the way, as of today is 726. 726 people have died within a day of getting this injection, being falsely referred to as a vaccine. Less than 1% of adverse events are reported to VAERS, as we know has been reported by the Harvard study. So the number of people that have died within a day could be as high as 72,600. Deaths within a month, 190,000. 190,000 dead people within 1 month of getting jabbed. And overall, 5,042 deaths have been reported to VAERS, meaning over 5 million deaths could have resulted from what's being constantly advertised on your television, billboards alongside the freeway, even at concerts. Free prizes, lottery, cash rewards, lap dances. The looming threat of the loss of your career hangs over your head every day. Everywhere you go, you cannot get away from it. It begs the question, what is the threshold for death? When you consider that the swine flu vaccination program was halted after 25 people tragically reportedly died, how can the continuance of this program be justified? And where is the media? Have we ever had an honest media? Who funds these people? Who are these people at the World Economic Forum that I keep hearing about? Why aren't journalists reporting to the World Court of Public Opinion? What do they stand to gain? Who are their advertisers? Who backs those people financially? If COVID-19 wasn't constantly advertised by the people who claim to be standing up for what's right, would you even know it existed? If unified non-compliance meant a billion global citizens refusing testing, refusing masking and injections, would COVID-19 just go away? Has anyone anywhere in any country or inside of any government agency yet been able to actually prove that a pandemic exists? Free speech isn't just something that we say. And in the absence of your ability to ask questions, to broadcast your opinions, concerns, discontent, studies, articles, pictures of your dogs, no matter the size of your presence on social media, it's a right guaranteed to you by the Constitution of the United States. I'm not overstating this for hyperbole. We are in extremely dangerous territory. We are living in urgent, pivotal moments with Amendment 1 hanging by a thread. We have ourselves to blame as a lack of overall resistance. I mean, there hasn't been a fight. Dr. Shiva, have you heard of him? He's the inventor of email and polymath. He holds 4 degrees from MIT. He's a world-renowned system scientist, inventor, and entrepreneur. And if you want to follow him, you'll know everything about the lawsuit of the century. Again, not an overstatement. Imagine a lawsuit that quite literally wins back freedom. The first case in the United States of America that shows the government made Twitter silence political speech. They forced them to. If you still believe me to be grandstanding for Dr. Shiva, let me just add that the judge, the federal judge presiding over this case, described Shiva's lawsuit as one of substantial constitutional consequences, and that this lawsuit could likely become, quote, a law school exam in constitutional law. Why isn't the media reporting on this publicly discoverable filing? It could forever change freedom in America. Now, the Stu Peters Show is growing. We're extremely humbled by the explosion that this platform has recognized by those seeking truth. We're making a difference. You are making a difference. In the last couple of months, January 6 targets have been able to obtain legal representation. The Florida judiciary is being investigated for widespread judicial corruption due to an expose that I did with attorney Ken Ferguson. Medical treatment is being provided to incapacitated victims of this poisonous jab. And just this morning, I received an email worth celebrating as inmates in the New Mexico prison system will no longer be threatened with the loss of visitation rights or solitary confinement if they resist the inoculation. In other words, the exposure of corruption works. The court of public opinion does what it is supposed to do. And if Americans are armed with honest information, they act on it. We are a loving country that largely embraces human beings as brothers and sisters, no matter where they come from, what their political affiliation is, with whether they want to be a man or a woman, and we look out for one another. Now, major broadcast and widely recognized cable news or even internet platforms, they influence millions of people every day. I think Tucker Carlson, for example, grabs at least 6 million people every night. That's enormous. Imagine what kind of a country we could live in, what kind of a world this would be if those people were brave enough to get down to brass tacks and lay it all out on the table. Tom Papert is the chief editor at National File. Nobody's been working harder than that outfit to expose the unreported headlines, dig for the truth. We appreciate that work. The only two logical explanations that I can come up with is that they are either in on it or they are scared. Which one is it?
You know, Stu, thank you for having me on again. We have come a long way since the founding fathers envisioned a fourth estate that is independent, unbiased, free, and willing to hold the powerful accountable for what they're doing. Now it's more like the fourth estate has been taken over by the first three estates and has become their official PR agency. And so I think, to answer your question, a lot of people are absolutely in on it. A lot of these people believe that they are part of the big club, and that in order to stay in this club and get the access to the sitting politicians and to get the big interviews and to keep their cushy job at one of the big broadcaster cable networks, they think in order to keep all of these things that to them have the trappings of success, there are certain points that must be parroted. But then there are also individuals, and I would say this is the extreme minority, who I think are afraid. They know that they're doing phenomenal work. Some of the people you've named, they know that they're moving the needle. They're pushing discourse in the right direction. They've had an influence on presidents, on senators, on congressmen. And at the same time, they're told by the people who are above them, who are in on it, that if they mention certain topics, then they will lose everything. And that's not just to say they will lose their big platform where they're reaching millions of people. They will be black listed, fired, made unhirable in the industry. And frankly, I think that's why it's so important that if it, young and up and coming people, or even some people who have been around the block a few times, do what the Stu Peters Show has done and do what National File has done and take the plunge into the dark abyss, wade into the unknown, and start your own platform that is truly uncensorable, where you're not accountable to anybody except the truth and your viewers and readers.
48 hours ago, I did an interview with Dr. Jane Ruby. She's a 20-year pharmaceutical researcher. She's a medical expert. She's an international health economist. She is overqualified to opine and speak on her findings from some Spanish researchers, scientists who have proven the main ingredient in the Pfizer injection to be graphene oxide, something that is poisonous to a human being. This should be the story of the century. It's received about 500,000 views in 48 hours on Rumble. Nobody else is talking about this. This would single-handedly stop this dead in its tracks. Again, fear or complicity.
And with something like that, I think there is a lot of both. I think that most of it is complicity. These people are told that if you want to continue to be part of the club, George Carlin was right. It's a big club. And Stu, you and me and the viewers of this program are certainly not in it. If you want to be part of that club or even just an associate member, you're going to sit idly by and you're going to wait and see with this vaccine and wait and see if anybody ever figures it out and puts two and two together. And then there are some people. I mean, Stu, you and I know firsthand when you say these things, when you talk about the uncomfortable troops, when you cite people who, as you said, are highly overqualified to be doing this kind of work, well, you are going to become public enemy number one for the so-called fact checkers or the big tech monopolists. You will be rammed against a wall by a guy named Alan Duke at Lead Stories, a former CNN employee, by the USA Today fact checker that went after you recently. And a lot of these folks, they're afraid of that. And I, to some extent, I can empathize. These are massive operations. It takes 50 people to produce a very good show for a cable network. And so the host and the producer is not only thinking about the truth and their obligation to it, they're thinking, is this truth worth potentially getting 50 to 100 people fired and leaving these families out on their own? I certainly think it may be, and I've made that decision for myself and the employees here at National File and all of our talented reporters, and I think you've had to make that similar decision, and frankly, I think we made the right one.
Hundreds of millions of people, real lives, people's husbands, fathers, sons, daughters, loved ones, cousins, friends, are at risk. The majority of them don't even know it. At some point, these people in these positions of platform and influence, millions of people, are going to have to decide for themselves when they're all alone, when they're in the dark, when they put their heads down on their pillow at night and it's just them with God, are going to have to make a decision. Is it worth it? They're going to have to weigh what means more to them. And only they can do that. I pray that they do. Tom Papert, National File, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Coming up on The Stu Peters Show, Deanna Lorraine is going to tell us about how Joe Biden is going door to door. Not him personally, but his Gestapo is coming. They want to know if you're injected, how much money you make, if you would take the injection right now, and how many guns you own. As The Stu Peters Show continues, don't go anywhere. The power of your voice, it's really something to be reckoned with. The power of exposure, exposing these snakes that have now been exposed. All of these globalists, Biden, Fauci, Obama, Gates, Pelosi, all of them, by the way, collectively on the bottom of the legacy Stepan sock. Go to steponsocks.com right now. You'll never believe the sense of empowerment, satisfaction that you get by wearing these things, knowing that you're stepping on these snakes all day long. The people that want to strip away all of your liberty, your freedom, shred the Constitution, indoctrinate your kids, their names printed. I love this idea. What a great idea. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Also, the Trader Joe version now available. You'll love that one, as well as the sock that I believe had me in mind, and you, of course, when it was designed. Step on fake news. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get a three-pack for just $17.76. I knew you would like that number. Mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist, right-wing extremist. Oh my gosh, he's talking about living in Nazi Germany. He's comparing this to the Nuremberg Codes. How dare he? How anti-Semitic is that? Communism? Are you kidding me? This is the United States of America. Could never happen. I beg to differ. So does Deanna Lorraine. She joins us now, as she joins us every single day for Shots Fired here on the Stu Peters Show. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor, and we love that. We love Deanna Lorraine. She's also the best-selling author of the book Taking Back America, which you can find at DeannaLorraine.com. Joe Biden literally got up in front of the country, Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
Told the world on a national stage, as the leader of the free world, allegedly. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to believe. 81 million people, the most prolific person ever. Okay. Got up in front of the world on a world stage and said, we are going to go door to door to make sure that people are inoculated. Is this an accurate headline as reported at redvoicemedia.com?
Right. He and Jen Psaki, his communications director, White House press secretary. Yeah, well, I kept comparing what's happening right now to the Holocaust. I said it is like the modern day Holocaust, except for it's global. And everyone laughed at me and, you know, anti-globalists, those media, they laughed at me. They said, oh, I was a tinfoil hat. But now what's happening?
Howard Stern called you out. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
He did take the time to tell everybody right. He wants to f*** you. you know, but yes.
Right-wing watch. So what they're doing now, they're going door to door. They said, we're going to expand our vaccination efforts because you guys are just not getting vaccinated fast enough. You're not volunteering to get jabbed fast enough. You Republicans, especially, because they said the majority of vaccine hesitants are Republicans. How dare they think for themselves? We're going to go door to door to see if you've been vaccinated or not. And if you haven't, we're going to strongly encourage you to get vaccinated, aka we're probably going to strong arm you to get vaccinated or blackmail you and extort you to get vaccinated, pressure you, especially these old people. They're talking about we're especially going to go around to, you know, elderly communities, et cetera. I mean, how sinister is that, going to pressure the elderly to go get vaccinated when it's
the deep state globalists have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Arizona for an advertising radio campaign. They have inserted a phone number there that nobody ever answers. And the advertising campaign is meant to tarnish canvassers that are going door to door asking people if they voted. This is asking people if they voted, not for a DNA sample, not who they voted for, not what party they claim to be, but these canvassers are walking up to a 1,200 square foot two-bedroom home where 28 people are registered to vote. It's an anomaly. Mm-hmm. If there are 28 people living there, that raises a whole different level of concern. But there are obvious discrepancies. There is fraud that is going to be proven in Arizona. So the deep state globalist cabal, the corrupt criminal lying politicians, the machine of deception and propaganda are perpetuating this cover-up by tarnishing these canvassers. But yet, they will send door knockers into your neighborhood targeting elderly people, people that will be easily intimidated, you know, influenced into succumbing to this inoculation that they know or have otherwise predetermined that they just weren't interested in getting that by exercising their freedom to make their own healthcare decisions on their own. Medical freedom and America First are now synonymous. It should be combined as one movement, in my opinion.
Right. Well, yeah. And of course, we know that they're going to be going door to door to not only ask if you've gotten the vaccine, but check if you've gotten, if you have any guns, to check what your status is. Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you white? Oh, if you're white, you're on our watch list, right? They're going to be getting all sorts of information about them, about us. It's going to tell them how much pressure they should lay on us to get the vaccine. And now it's going door to door. Soon it is going to be forcibly inoculations unless we fight back. And we all, everyone was called a conspiracy theorist for saying this, but what else is it when you're going door to door and checking for people's papers? This is the modern day Holocaust. I don't know what it is. And if you're not able to provide those papers, those proof, then people are getting kicked out of school, unable to return to school. People are getting unemployed from work. They're unable to return back to work. Fired, and it's all going to be okay. But this is all in the name of medical tyranny. And this kind of, this is also part of this social credit score system that's been rolled out in the last few years, sneakily, without so many people batting an eye, except for us who've been blowing the whistle on it. But it's all part of the social credit score. If you don't cooperate with their beliefs, if you don't believe what they believe, which is getting more and more radical and ludicrous by the day, you are not able to enjoy polite society. You're not able to enjoy going out to dinner. You're not able to go to schools or sporting events or anything. And what's scary, and we'll get into more of this in a second, but what's scary is that I see a huge percentage of people on Twitter or Facebook, et cetera, that are okay with this, that are saying, yeah, sorry, if you don't get the jab, you don't get to go to a concert. If you don't get the jab, you don't get to work. If you don't get the jab, you don't get to travel. I mean, these are people that are taught now that social, that Chinese style social credit score system and medical tyranny is totally okay.
Yeah. These are the same people that say, well, didn't you just expect to be deleted from Twitter? I mean, you expected to be banned from posting on YouTube. Obviously you were going to get deleted from Facebook. I mean, these things, we know who these people are. They're all communists. We know that. Of course you're going to be deleted. I mean, that should have been expected. Hold on a minute. Why are we accepting of this? Why should we accept the fact that it's no longer okay to opine or to speak freely or to make your own healthcare decisions? At what point could I have told you in the history of our country, in your adult life, at what point would I have been able to convince you that this kind of thing would be taking place in 2021? You would have looked at me like I was completely nuts. You would have Baker-acted me, force-medicated me. At that point, I would have been deemed mentally unstable. Conspiracy theory yesterday, proof positive today.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it in Tom Cruise and Arnold Schwarzenegger dystopian style movies, but I never thought this would actually be our reality. But this is the kind of medical tyranny that they're inflicting on us, and everyone's totally okay in going along with it. They're okay to be the brown shirts. And everybody wondered, why were people okay with watching the persecution of Jews during the Holocaust? Why didn't they speak up? Because they were indoctrinated to go along with the fight. They were indoctrinated to believe that Jews at the time were filthy and untouchable, and they were part of the problem. They were terrorists. And they're indoctrinating us today to believe that we are terrorists. If you refuse the jab, you're the equivalent of a terrorist because you're so selfish that you don't think of other people, and you're the one adding to this terror that is COVID-19. And who else are terrorists? Are white people now, because now critical race theory is infected every single school, every single institution in America. Two mothers spoke up yesterday. They were on Fox News, and they had their children expelled from their school simply because the mothers stood up and fought back to the critical race theory in their school that was being pushed in their assignments. And they didn't really fight back. They just asked questions. They formed a coalition that was pro their high school, and they wanted to just hold the teachers accountable and say, what are you teaching our students, our children? Should they really be taught that because of the color of their skin, they are hateful people, that they're criminals, that they're evil people? And because they dared to stand up, not only were they punished as parents, but the dean and the principal of the school punished their own children and expelled them from the school. They appealed. They didn't honor the appeal. And now the school has lawyered up and gotten some fancy lawyers and started this lawsuit against the parents. And teachers everywhere have joined this coalition to continue. They have vowed to continue to teach critical race theory, no matter who doesn't want it, no matter what everybody complains about it, they're still going to continue to push this critical race theory. And I have a question for parents, because thankfully these two parents stood up and fought. And I see a couple of parents here and there fighting with the critical with their school boards. And that's great. But these are a few voices that are just going to get lost in all the noise very soon. Nobody cares about a couple of voices. They get lost. Where are hundreds of thousands of parents all across the USA, and why aren't they supporting them? Why aren't they having these parents back that are brave enough to stick their necks out and get their own kids expelled for standing up for the truth? I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of the parents at this point, I believe, are complicit in it if they're not having the balls to fight back. How can you sit there and allow your child to be forcibly wearing a mask at school and be told that you are a criminal, that you are evil, that you are a horrible person because of the color of your skin? How would you tell your child, your seven-year-old child, that they were a terrible, evil, horrible person because they were short, because they were a short person, or because they had different colored skin tone, or because they had red hair, some characteristic they couldn't change? If we heard a parent doing that, we would probably think that was child abuse, right? And we would say, you need to get your parental custody taken away.
You need to go to your room. You're on a timeout. You have freckles. You have big ears. You have a receding hairline.
Some characteristic you can't change, right? So why is it okay for these parents to sit there and let their children be abused over and over again by this critical race theory and by teachers telling them that they're horrible people and that they need to atone for this sin for the rest of their life just because of the color of their skin that they can't change? What happened to Martin Luther King's dream of judging people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin? That's totally out of style. That's apparently totally 2015. But the other thing is this, and we'll end with this, the toxic masculinity crusade of feminism. That was a beta test that parents unfortunately just took and took that abuse too. Parents allowed their boys to be told at school that they were toxic and evil just for being born a male, and that they were abusers and oppressors just for being born a male. I was on this crusade for years, and I said, why are you parents allowing your sons to be treated like this and to be indoctrinated like this?
That's right.
And emasculated and weakened? But parents allowed that instead of marching by the hundreds of thousands all across the USA. And now what they've done is cinched that even more and said, hey, not only are you toxic for being a male, but all of y'all are toxic and evil just for being white, the color of your skin. And no one's stopping it. No one's fighting back except for a few people like these parents. But again, nothing's going to happen unless hundreds of thousands of parents are fighting back.
You know what I see every day in my Telegram, on Twitter, all these social media places? We have to do something about this. Who's going to do something about this?
Right.
Who's going to?
They should be doing something. Look, I understand that it's risky and stuff putting yourself out there. And I understand some people might say, well, I don't have the means to homeschool my kids or pull them out. Honestly, no school is better than this kind of indoctrination school. This is an indoctrination machine. If you have to pull your kids out temporarily until we figure this out, until we together come as a country together to fight back and stop this BS, that's better than this every month, every day of this indoctrination, because you can never get your kid back once he's heavily abused and indoctrinated.
You have one job as a parent.
Yeah.
That is to protect your children by any means necessary and to lead them to God, most importantly.
Yes.
Deanna Lorraine, shots fired. You can get her book at deannalorraine.com. It's called Taking Back America. She's a best-selling author for a reason, dear. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. When they come knocking on your door, they're fully expecting to find a subservient, compliant individual, somebody who's going to bow down because they are the almighty government. That's what they're doing here. They're watering down the psychological approach of Americans, specifically men, who they are feminizing, demasculinizing. They're teaching your kids that it's great to transgenderize themselves from males to females because they want to water down the resistance that they're going to face, which is why making men again is so important. The natural substance that's found in your body called IGF-1. This starts to deteriorate as you get older. As we age, those natural levels decrease. You can supplement those IGF-1 levels at keystolife.shop. That's keys, the number 2, life.shop. Plenty of products for women as well. It promotes healthy weight loss, healthy lean muscle gain. There are sleep aids available at keystolife.shop. This IGF-1 stuff, if you have questions about it, you can do all your research at keystolife.shop as well. Find out what's in this stuff. Do yourself a favor. Go to keys2life.shop right now. That's keys, the number 2, life.shop right now. This is the substance that's found in deer antler velvet. A specific herd of deer in New Zealand is used for the keys2life.shop brand of IGF-1. Why? Because that particular herd in New Zealand regrows antlers faster than any other herd in the world, and that is because of the concentrated levels of IGF-1 found in the tips of the antlers of those particular deer. IGF-1 helps your body to rejuvenate, to replenish, and it promotes a positive, strong, healthy immune system. That's what you need. None of this other nonsense crap, these poisonous graphene oxide injections. Don't do that. Have a natural, healthy immune system like God intended you to. Supplement the natural substances that are already in your body, the natural chemicals that your body already has. You need to supplement them as you get older. It's why we take vitamins. You also need IGF-1. Go to keystolife.shop right now. Mention Stu Peters when you go to keystolife.shop. The talk about these graphene oxide infested injections is circulating all over the place. It is exploding. People want to know exactly what is in these. As we await for the examination of more vials, more and more results are coming in from different scientists, different researchers from all over the world. Here with some of those discoveries now is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's a 20-year pharmaceutical researcher. She's an international health economist. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor, and we have relied on you very heavily for your insight and for your knowledge and for responsibly reporting on these findings as they continue to pour in. And this horrific scene just continues to get more and more scary as we find out more of the details of what is actually inside of these vials that people have been able to get their hands on. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure, Stu. You know, it's the Stu Peters Show, really, that deserves the credit for getting this information out. It's just starting to unfold. And I think as it grows more and more, as the information comes in, I'm hoping that more and more people will share it. So, just for a quick background, everyone by now from the Stu Peters Show and my reports should be aware of the findings of the Spanish group La Quinta Columna from in collaboration with the University of Almeria in Spain, where they secured, according to them, a vial from the Pfizer injection for these so-called vaccines. And they analyzed it under a regular microscope, and they saw something very unusual that looked like an industrial chemical. So they secured an electron microscope, and when they got to the nanometer level, which is molecular, they saw something very concerning that was validated by a chemical engineer as something called graphene oxide. Now, the startling part about it was that there was the majority of this material in the vial was graphene oxide plus a relatively small amount of mRNA. So I want to clarify something, because we've gotten a lot of mail with some misconceptions and questions on this combination. People have said, well, if it's 99%, then it would be solid. Well, you know, liquids don't turn into solids, and solids don't turn into liquids just because they're in a smaller compartmentalized place. So I think it's important to know that the researchers also followed the directions, according to the Pfizer materials, that said to dilute it at a certain ratio. And so they got 6 doses after dilution out of this vial, and each of the 6 doses conformed to what they found. Now, fast forward to our breaking story today. There is a new report. It is being reported somewhat through the La Quinta Columna researchers, but it's from another group in Spain called the Dirección Correcta. And you can look all this up online. I urge people, I've always said, you can verify what we are reporting here. It's all out there in the public domain, and you can find this material too. There's a group that got it out through them called Radio El Mirador del Gallo. So I'm just giving you keywords that you can look up. And this particular group, which is associated with another university in Spain, got hold of what they claim is an AstraZeneca vial of this so-called vaccine. And they found, and by the way, on the website for La Quinta Columna, and for the website of an English translating service called Orwell City. You can see the complete reports for both of these, and you can see countless photographs from the regular microscope as well as the electron microscope pictures. So what the second Spanish group found in the AstraZeneca vial was exactly the same as the reports from the Pfizer vial. They found a majority amount of this graphene oxide, this very familiar looking material. When it's in under a regular microscope, it looks like a piece of Kleenex under some spilled paint. Those are the protein folds. And then when they put it under their electron microscope, they got the same pictures that we showed here on your show the other day of that sort of ugly bulbous collection with the black mesh running through it, which has been confirmed by a number of chemical, biochemical engineer expert types that this is indeed what graphene oxide looks like. Now, as for what graphene oxide is used for, there are a lot of theories, but I do want to say one thing. In my digging, I have found that it has never been utilized or brought to full utilization for any kind of purpose in human beings. In fact, it has never been tested in living human beings. It has been tested with human tissues, but I believe those are cadaver tissues. They're not in vivo. They're not like in the living, you know, organism or person. And it has come up with a lot of studies, and you can look up on PubMed, which is the government's website for peer-reviewed journals. A lot of these studies have verified that this is indeed toxic to human tissues, based on dose, concentration, you know, injection, those kinds of things. So we just wanted you to know that there's this update. They are running, they say, fast and hot to get this information out. La Quinta Columba, who first broke the Pfizer story, they say that they have at least 12 more vials across different companies, and they are in the process right now of finalizing their analyses, and they will get them to us as soon as possible.
Which is really good, because I have received a lot of correspondence from pharmacists, and these people they want to remain anonymous. They fear for their lives, actually, coming forward. But they are saying that even inside of the same lot, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, when they have these vials, that they all act differently, that they appear to be different, even inside of the same lot. And so that there seems to be a whole lot of inconsistencies. So I'm glad that they have multiple vials so that they can see, really, are there placebos? Are some of these saline? Are you really getting the same shot from lot to lot and from vial to vial? Also, I think it's really important that we rehash and that we note that a specific chain of custody was followed when these researchers received this vial. Do you have a minute to go over that? I want to make sure that everybody understands that this wasn't just a vial that they grabbed and it expired, or, you know, it warmed up when it was supposed to be cold, or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, they really did a good job of protecting chain of custody, did they not?
They describe a pretty tight situation. Remember, they're not going to give us the names of the people who, you know, conducted this transfer of the materials because, you know, people's lives are in danger. But they have admitted that in both cases, they used professional law enforcement people who were familiar with chain of custody procedures, and that in time they will, probably with some redaction, they will disclose the steps that were taken, and they'll have sign-offs and notary publics and things like that. And I wanted to share with you one last thought from the researchers at La Quinta Columna who originally broke this story. They wanted people to know that there are two pillars upon which these injections are being pushed on the public, and they're both false. And the first one they talk about is this is a vaccine. And we've said many times that it's not a vaccine, but they asked people to think about the fact that, to ask themselves, how is this going to help me if I still have to wear a mask? If you're chasing me down with Delta variants, I mean, how much help is this thing giving me as a vaccine? No immunization at all. And then secondly, the second thing you always want to ask yourself about any vaccine or drug, how safe is it? And they say that's a falsehood as well. It's a fallacy because they know and they have said in their medical professional opinion that graphene oxide is directly responsible for initiating, creating, and throwing thrombi or blood clots in animals, and certainly it would do the same in human beings. So they just want. I thought that was those are fascinating points, and I think while people are considering what their next step should be, and I've always said just wait, you need to look at those two questions, and if you can answer them both for yourself that yes, you feel like you're getting protection and that you think this thing is safe, then that's what you'll base your decision on. But I think most people looking at those two questions and looking around them are going to realize that this is something they should really, really just wait on.
Well, I'm calling it the shot of death. If you're directly inserting poison into your system, that is obviously deadly. Graphene oxide, as listed as a poison or as toxic, you're not supposed to do that. People are not supposed to be magnetized. Your food is not supposed to be magnetized. People are not supposed to feel ill when they get a vaccine. You are supposed to go get preventative healthcare treatment that makes you feel better. People are becoming very sick. People are dying. Blood clots, MS, Guillain-Barré, unexplainable tremors. Things are going on, hundreds of thousands, millions. If you apply the Harvard study of people have been injured by this vaccine, several hundred thousand dead because of this vaccine. 25 people died in the swine flu. I'm going to say it again. They shut down the trial. 6 beagle dogs died in a trial that you were responsible for. You shut it down immediately. There is no more FDA. There is no more CDC. There's no such thing as efficacy. There is no transparency. The leaflets, the inserts inside of these things are 100% blank, as proven by whistleblower pharmacists who are brave enough to show it to the world. CJ Dunning over at wherever she is, she's doing this PharmaSiege thing. She's calling up pharmacists. It's unbelievable what these people are saying. This is a 100% track for deception. They are misleading you. They are forcing you. They are mandating you. I have been talking to pilots at United Airlines. I have several emails that I'm going to be breaking this week on this show. They are eye-popping. I'm waiting for other United Airlines pilots who I have spoken to on the phone to email me certain information that corroborates what these emails say. You wouldn't believe what is happening inside of these airlines. We have seen pilots that are dying. Blood clots are a major issue. Myocarditis, heart issues. This is the shot of death. There are no two ways about it. I will say it if you won't. I know that you have to worry about, scientific and medical responsibility. That's fine. You have done a wonderful job here on the show, and I cannot tell you how much you are appreciated by every single person that I have received emails from. Dr. Jane Ruby, we will be looking forward to more of your responsible journalism and updates. Medical responsibility. That is something that you have that the rest of these zombie doctors, as you so coined them, do not. The Stu Peters Show will continue as we will have Deanna Lorraine up next. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. One substance that we know not to contain graphene oxide or any other poisonous or toxic substances, something that is natural and holistic that you can ingest for a great benefit to yourself, would be CBD. Whether it's oils, pain creams, bath salts, skincare products, it can all be found at AmericaFirstOil.com. Why would you do business with AmericaFirstOil.com if you're already doing CBD business with somebody else? Why would you trust Stu? Well, I like to do business with Patriots, and I like to participate in doing business with veteran-owned companies. Verve Forever is a veteran-owned company. Tim Klund, the founder, originally started his small CBD company to help fellow veterans that were dealing with PTSD, some of them with ADHD. I mean, these people see horrific things. Everybody's dealing with stress and anxiety, and now this business has exploded. Everything is sourced right here in the United States. What do you know about your CBD company? Is it veteran-owned? Is it Patriot-owned? Is it sourced here in the United States, or does it come from China or Pakistan or somewhere else, some third-world country? You don't know. You just send your money off and you get the CBD in return. You can now know that you're getting the highest quality product sourced right here in the United States, that the company is owned by a veteran of the United States Air Force, that veteran of the United States Air Force throws huge events that do great things for our country. They benefit Folds of Honor, for example, the Verve Forever Celebrity Softball Classic, Veteran Softball Classic. I was just there. This is what the good is that this company does with your money, with the little profits that they make off of giving you the highest quality at the most affordable prices, which now just got even more affordable. 50% off site-wide, the entire site. All the things that I mentioned, pain creams, muscle creams, bath salts, skincare products, oils, all of it, 50% off using the promo code VET50 as a thank you for being a Stu Peters Show listener. That is what Tim Klund is going to do for you. Mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. If you're doing business with a CBD company that is not patriot-owned, that is not veteran-owned, trash them. Know who you're doing business with. His name is Tim Klund. Look him up. Ver forever, AmericaFirstOil.com. It's called America First Oil for a reason. AmericaFirstOil.com. Mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. The Great Reset. They want to indoctrinate your kids. They're racist if they're white. Critical race theory all over the place. The largest teacher union in the country just vowed they are going to do this. Critical race theory now in the Air Force. It's being condoned. It's being suggested. It's being backed by this professor, Ibram Kendi. He believes the whole world is racist and coming after you. This is Marxism. This is the way that the authoritarians grab a hold of you, back you into a corner. They know that you're not going to fight back, as demonstrated in my monologue today. We have provided zero resistance against this complete Marxist coup. That is what we are in the middle of. And they will come after your family. They will divide the nuclear family structure. They will crush your liberty. They will steal your freedom. They are shredding the Constitution. They're coming after your guns. Amendment 2 means nothing. They are censoring, silencing, banning, canceling everywhere, all over the internet. If you speak a shred of truth or even suggest that you have a question about their agenda, it doesn't matter if it's factual or not. It doesn't matter. It's your opinion, and that is something that you are entitled to, but not today. You will be removed from every single social media platform that you have. Then they will come after your finances. A man will do a lot to protect his family and his money. Money is essential. What you do every day when you go to work, you thrive based on what you do today. Tomorrow, you will realize the benefits, the fruits of your labor, what you will leave to your kids, the legacy that you will have, if your grandkids will be able to go to school. This nest egg is under attack. And I have told you on this program with Carlos Cortez multiple times that if you are doing business with a big box financial advisory firm, you are doing business with a communist. It sounds really outlandish, but it's actually very true. It's no fault of Larry, your financial advisor. It's no fault of Susan. You may want to go out and have beer with them, join a bowling league. I don't know. That's fine. They're probably very good people. They mow their grass. They take the trash out. They have a family. They're great people. They have a job to work. But the people above them, the people that control and manipulate and design these programs that then become accessible to them, your mortgage broker is the same way. They have a specific underwriting criteria. They take you, these are the things that make you a candidate to go into this box. That is the box that I have available for you. So we're going to finance you. We're going to invest in this. We're going to prepare for that. But really, they are controlled. They are manipulated by the gangsters on Wall Street. Wall Street is then controlled and manipulated by the Biden regime, who we all know to be owned by the CCP. Larry and Susan, I'm sorry to say it, great people, maybe, but they are communists. You can't do business with a communist. You got to do business with an independent fiduciary who joins us now, Carlos Cortez, the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. Carlos, one of the things that I was asking myself, one of the things that we have talked about off the record, one of the things that our listeners need to know, what are the questions that they should be asking of their current financial advisor?
Stu, thanks for having me on. I'm actually worn out by all the calls I'm getting. Oh my goodness, people are hurting out there, and it's because of you, Stu. And
they're not hurting practice. Because of me.
Yeah, it's because of you and my practice. We're able to give them solutions, and it's exhausting, you know, hearing all these stories, but I wake up every day inspired as if I was just a little kid 15 years ago, just passed my Series 7, ready to help as many people I can. I still have that same passion. And
it brings a passion back when you know that you're making an impact, when you know that you're doing something good. You're not just shuffling papers, going through the same old mundane thing every day, that people are actually responding to a message, and that message is fight back in every single way that you can, and that includes your finances. You have to fight this Marxist coup. You have to stand up to protect yourself and the future of your family against this communist takeover. It is here. We are really looking at it right now. So back to this. What are the questions that our good folks here, these patriots, these truth seekers, should be asking of their financial advisors?
First question and foremost, and you know this, too. Hey, Mr. Advisor, who did you vote for?
Yeah, great question. And if you can't talk about who you voted for with your financial advisor, wrong financial advisor.
Cut them off, man. I mean, seriously, if you can't be proud of what you believe in, I don't want you as a client, period. I don't want to do business with you.
Not only that, but you have to develop a psychological profile, if you will, about who it is that you're trusting with everything that you've ever worked for.
Exactly.
What are you investing in? Exactly. You know, I mean, these are the questions that you will know the answers to when you know who your financial advisor voted for. I think that's a great question. What's number two?
Yeah, number two. Well, and a little sub question. I personally here, I don't deal with the liberal left. They don't know how to do math. I do have some Democratic clients, but they rather have a conservative manage their portfolio because we're more pro-enterprise, small business. We understand how the economy works. So those were clients from years ago, and they were some of my first clients, and some of the best loyal clients were the Democrats, believe it or not. And I only have a handful of them. I don't work with them anymore. So I don't do business with them. Number two is, what did you do in 2008? How did your portfolio work in 2008? Did you get caught with your pants down? Did you have assets in auction rate securities? Did you over leverage? Did you really, really, really take care of your client and protect them on a downside? Number three, Mr. Advisor, Miss Advisor, what is my risk score? Number three, what is my risk score? Here at Cortez, we always, always give them a score or a standard deviation of a number of how much risk they can take. And then we align their investment objectives to that risk. You should not be taking ultra, ultra risk and not be getting paid for it. Period. I mean, it's that simple. Everybody that calls me, they don't even know what their standard deviation or the risk score is. That is terrible cookie cutter advice. If you're at the bigger banks, they don't even talk about standard deviations. They don't talk about risk score. They just shove you in a mutual fund and pray to God that they have a great track record. And that track record does wonders for you. So that's terrible advising. We don't do that. We custom tailor things for our patriotic listeners. We know exactly what idiot Biden is doing. We know where he's sending the money to. We know exactly how to be profitable off this idiot. Number four, what are my fees? What are my fees? How does an advisor get paid? So, I mean, these are typical basic questions. Are you a fiduciary? Do you have my interest first before yours? How much money are you making off of me? These are basic questions that if they can answer without stuttering and answer with confidence, you have a person that you should keep in your back pocket for a very long time.
You know, I don't mind people making a profit. I go to buy my car. I fully expect that they're going to make money when I buy a car, when I buy a truck. I get that. The salesperson has to earn a commission. He goes to work every day. He has to provide for a family, or she.
Absolutely.
The dealership needs to make money on the vehicle. I understand that. But I don't want to get hit over the head. So asking somebody what you're paying them is not offensive. And if it is, you're with the wrong person. Yeah. You need to be able to know where your money is going and how much you're paying this person. That's great. You're red pilling me right now, because these are things that I would have never thought previously before knowing you to ask of a potential financial advisor or somebody that I was currently working with at the time before I had met you. So This is really valuable information. And I hope that you guys out there, that you really take this seriously. I mean, this is a segment of the show that is so very important, because if you lose everything that you have, if you lose your financial future, you are on a slope, my friend, to a serious demise. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that you won't get it back, and I'm not saying that God isn't great, but there are a lot of things here in the natural, in the world, that you can do to control. You have to be smart. And by Carlos Cortez saying, we can profit off of this idiot, that should be... That should be music to your ears. Carlos Cortez, he is an independent fiduciary, a God-fearing man. He's a patriot. He's the independent fiduciary and CEO, founder of Cortez Wealth Management, premier sponsor here on the show. We really enjoy our business relationship because it's not just that. You know, our relationship is a whole lot more than that. And you know, this is a divine situation. And I am finding that this show, this platform, since I gave it to God, this platform has just, I'm so humbled by what God does. And the people that I meet along the way and that have been introduced to me and my level of discernment and my ability to pick up on BS, you know, it's, I have an investigative background. I'm just investigating a different set of criminals now. And so I think it's really important that I say that I trust you and I trust sending all of you to Carlos Cortez. Carlos Cortez, he's an independent fiduciary, Cortez Wealth Management. Make sure that you visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for one of the free classes that he's giving over there using the password Cortez. Pretty easy to remember. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. I'm running out of time. I'm watching that clock. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar.